So what do you, how do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Color.
Okay. And how about people whose skin is white?
White.
Okay, well, suppose that a black man was mad at a white man. Are there some words you might call him?
He could call him a black man, or a black so-and-so, or either a white so-and-so, if he might use that language.
Uh-huh. Well, if a black man was mad at a white man, would he ever call him a cracker, or a buckler, or something like
mm-hmm.
that?
Sometimes he would.
Would that be an insult?
Looked like to me it would.
Well, that's funny. To some people, a word is not an insult, and to some people,
that's right, uh-huh. But that would be an insult to me if it was me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked a lot, and his son was very careless, and he just stepped on it and broke it. You could say that the man got awfully...
mad.
Okay. And suppose you've been working hard all day, like today.
Like today is right. You're right.
At night you could sit down and say,
rest.
Boy, I'm awful.
Yes, so like I am today.
And you could say, boy, I'm really
tired.
And the principal at a school could send a child home because the child was naughty, but the school nurse would send a child home because the child
was sick.
Okay. And if a person feels sick down here, he says he feels sick where?
In the stomach.
Okay. And have you ever heard a term for a noisy, prankish celebration for that people do? They make lots of noise and yell and sing after a wedding if they want to tease the bride and the groom.
Yeah, but I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a serenade or shivering?
Mm-hmm. But I don't go to weddings, so that's why I can't answer that, hurry.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They could say, well, you better be good, or the...
I'm panicking.
Or something will get you.
The boogeyman?
Okay. And let's see, what do you say to your friends when you see them on December
25th? Merry Christmas.
Okay. Have you heard people say Christmas gift?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean when they do?
I don't know.
Is it mainly children who say it?
Say Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they do. You know, people used to say that a lot, but they don't say it no more now.
Huh.
When Christmas comes. Now, I used to hear my mama say it a lot of times. Good morning, Christmas gift. But people, you don't hardly hear anybody say that anymore.
Uh-huh. Well, if you had a really heavy suitcase and you had to carry it from here across the street, when you got there, you'd say, boy, I'm too bad I don't have to, what, this and this.
Carry it.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a really hard shell? You can pull its legs up into its shell from its head?
Maybe I might know, but I don't have no answer for that one.
Well, some of them live in the water, and some of them live on land. Some of them, oh, they can get to be really huge. That was just huge.
Dog tail or gopher? Which are you talking about?
Well, both. Which one lives in the water?
The soft shell tail.
Okay.
And the gopher live on the land. The gopher don't live in the water.
Are there any other words for those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
A hog chitin.
Okay, and what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk of the egg.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body? Between his waist and his shoulders.
His waist?
Well, how about above his waist? His whole front.
I'm no good what I'm trying to say, but I just can't think.